This is a spoiler-filled review of Hotel Transylvania Part 3, Summer Vacation, starring a bunch of folks you should know. They're all reprising roles from the first two movies. All right, starting first is Adam Sandler, Andy Samberg, Selena Gomez, Kevin James, David Spade, Steve Buscemi, Keegan-Michael Key, Molly Shannon, Fran Drescher, and Mel Brooks. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this thing. You can find this you can find this synopsis on Rotten Tomatoes. In Sony Pictures Animation's Hotel Transylvania 3 Summer Vacation, join our favorite monster family as they embark on a vacation on a luxury monster cruise ship so Drac can take a summer vacation from providing everyone else's vacation at the hotel. It's smooth sailing for Drac's pack as the monsters indulge in all the shipboard fun the cruise has to offer, from monster volleyball to exotic excursions and catching up on their moon tans. But the dream vacation turns into a nightmare when Mavis realizes Drac has fallen for the mysterious captain of the ship, Erica, who hides a dangerous secret that could destroy all of monster kind. So yeah, that's basically what the movie's about, for the most part. It's definitely catered towards fans of the first two movies. And I could be honest, the first two movies is a lot better than this one. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. What's good about this movie? What's good about this movie is that the fact that it definitely does stay true to its fan base and keeps that going. The fact that these characters are on screen is a testament to everyone that's put a lot of money into these movies. The family aspect of it is kind of cool. It does have quite a bit of jokes in there, and it will have you laugh even a little bit, even if it's not as much as you thought you would laugh, but it definitely has a lot of jokes in there. And the undertones for the Drac family is definitely something that is kind of interesting in the fact of, you know, what this movie is and what the message that they're trying to portray. It's a very good one, to be honest. I'm trying to think of what else is good about this movie. To be honest, this is one of my lowest performing movies for me, to be honest. It's not for me. I know that. I definitely do. But that does not escape it from, again, a poor score for me. I could be honest. This whole movie, I could go into what I felt was bad about this. This whole movie just felt like a big bore, to be honest. Like, the jokes did land, but when they didn't land, it bombed really, really bad. And for me, I struggled to stay awake in this whole thing. I managed to stay awake the whole time, but it was a very big struggle. It was like I was in a boxing match, and I was getting left and right and left and right, and I was like, wow, this is knocking me. But I'm still in the fight. I'm still watching. I'm still trying to, you know, stay in tune with the movie itself. It just felt like the trailers were extended, and that was basically it. It didn't really bring me too much. The story felt just very convoluted after a while. It was one of those things where Erica's family is the Van Helsing family, which it's fine. Van Helsing seemed like they were fighting against each other for quite some time. It's a quite old story, and I like the fact that they brought the Van Helsing family in, but it's like they forgot about what happened in part one and part two, where monsters and humans became friends. So I'm guessing they didn't become friends, the Van Helsing family. So it was like a step back for me. It's like, but you established in part two that you're all cool with the humankind now. So it just feels weird that you're backtracking a little bit. Or maybe the Van Helsing family didn't get the memo, and that's why they really want to go against the monsters. But it just felt weird to me. And the fact that the last fight scene, the last major fight scene, was basically Kraken versus everyone else, which they played a DJ battle off, which it brought for like one or two funny moments, but then it went to like a campy dance off kind of thing, and was like, yeah, you know when your movie's rock bottom when your final scene encompasses around a DJ battle off between Andy Samberg's character, that's a Johnny, he's like a DJ, and a Van Helsing ripoff kind of. It just, it felt weird, to be honest. It was one of those things where I would have been perfectly fine, you know, spending my 2 hours watching something else rather than watching this movie, to be honest. You can bring your kids. Even in the theater I was in, there wasn't much laughter. There was a few laughter points in the movie, which I could see and tell why it did make some laughs, but ultimately it was a cool movie. It didn't compare to the part one and part two. That wasn't the best movies, but at least they made the most sense. This one felt like it took a step back for some strange reason. I'm not sure why they did this kind of route. It just felt like they didn't really care and just want to put something together and just, you know, try to get as much laughs as possible. So for me, my hypothetical, what I'll do to make this movie better is to not make it at all, I'll be honest. There's no reason to have this movie come out. Actually, all right, you could make this movie come out, and what you could do to make it different, you change the villain to someone else, not sully over the first two movies you had, which established humankind and mankind becoming friends again for the most part. I would say get another monster creature that Drac could go against that doesn't make it too dark, but at the same time, you could keep the same happy tones about it. You can make him go against, say, some other monster that doesn't like the whole fact that humans and monsters are friends again and want to bring it back to some kind of, you know, dark route. Have that person, like, blackmail Dracula to make him seem bad, but he really isn't. And it can make quite a bit of jokes there, and you could make a lot of fun stuff with that one. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, I really didn't like this movie. In the interest of not bagging too hard on it, I'm ending my review right here. So, if you love the movie 1 and 2, you should definitely go see this one, because you'll probably love this one. If you was okay with the first two, then you might want to skip this movie in general. So, that has been my review of Hotel Transylvania 3 Summer Vacation. Please let me know in the comments down below if you agree with my review. If you didn't agree with my review, let me know down below as well. I'd love to hear all feedback whatsoever. You can find me on social media, all social medias, at Dwight Ant C, and that's DwightGhtAntC. Again, that's DwightGhtAntC. And I catch your viewers next time.